Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday, February the 27th, 2026, 2/27/26, 18 minutes past the hour, and we are live this morning. This is not a repeat program, but we had a long news report there, so it kind of knocked out a few things at the top of the hour, including my intro there. But we're kicking off the morning this morning. We're going to have a lot of current events talk today here in Marion. As you heard, the press release from the mayor was sent out yesterday. We'll get to that momentarily, but we've got something big going on here in Marion and all around Central Ohio, and we're so happy this morning to be joined by Mark Bruce, who is the head of communications and public affairs for the Kroger Columbus division. And of course, we've got two Kroger stores right here in Marion on Delaware Avenue and Marion Mount Gilead Road. And as we head into Lent, Mark has something very interesting to talk about this morning. Mark, how are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you? Before we get going, can we talk to Buckeye Chuck about this weather for the first part of March here? Like, are we allowed to go back after they make the prediction? I'm just curious.
He might need a do-over. You're right. He might need to do the whole thing over at this point. He said early spring, so we're hoping.
We're hoping, but then we got snow, right, as March comes in. So I just didn't know. You know, we got a legend here in Marion, obviously, Ohio's own Buckeye Chuck, so we want to know that. Want to know what Chuck thinks about this forecast. No, thanks for having me on today, and really happy to talk about what's obviously a big time of year, right? It's Lent, and about 53 million Catholic adults across the country, an estimate, obviously, will not eat meat every Friday. You know, what a lot of practicing Catholics choose to do. And so as America and Ohio's local grocery store, we're here to help folks be able to do what they want to do. And, you know, we survey shoppers at Kroger because we have so many fine folks that come in through our doors, and we gather information with their permission, obviously, and survey them and ask questions. And something we find out, especially when it comes to fish and seafood, is people are just intimidated how to cook it, Scott. They don't know. They're uncomfortable. They're afraid they won't get it cooked right, and it won't taste good. And you don't want that. You know, if you're trying to make a Friday meal for your family, you want something that tastes good and you know is going to be a healthy option for your family. So at all of our seafood counters, we have what we call our easy-for-you seafood prep. You walk up, you pick the fish, and our helpful associates will get it ready for you. What I mean by that, they'll put in the seasoning you like, any garnishes, you know, whether it's your lemons or your limes, and then they'll put it in an oven-ready bag, tell you how long to cook it, take it home, you're done. It's just an easy way to help folks get what they want to do and do what they want to do just a little bit simpler, right, and without those questions. So we call it our easy-for-you seafood prep. They have all Kroger stores with a meat counter any time of the year, but really popular here during the Lent season.
I bet so. And, you know, seafood is something you have to cook right. If you make any little derivation, you could have trouble.
Absolutely. Yeah, you could. I mean, and one thing that we hear from customers is there are so many recipes out there now, right, with all the various social media channels and all the information that comes at everybody, it can get overwhelming. You know, just a simple search of, you know, preparing tilapia, holy cow, you're going to get so much that it's just overwhelming. You don't quite know. And so, fortunately, our folks are meat counter experts. They know how to do it. They know what's best. They know the seasoning that tastes good. You can walk in and say, you know, my kids like these flavors, and we can find the seasoning. Put the seasoning on there that'll really give them something that they want to eat, not something that they have to hold their nose as they get ready to eat. And best of all, put it in an oven-ready bag, and you just take it home and pop it in, and you've got dinner on that Friday night. So it takes out the intimidation, takes out the guesswork, and really eliminates the worry that can come with meal prep.
You know, Mark, as you said earlier, 53 million Catholic adults in the United States, that's an enormous number.
It is a big number, yeah. It's a really big number. And, you know, And one thing, too, not just practicing Catholics, but this is for vegans or folks that just maybe choose not to eat meat on certain days. No matter your choice, no matter what you choose to eat, we want to make sure that at your local burger store, it's easier for you, right? That you are able to get what you want when you want it and take the guesswork out of having a good, healthy meal. This is just one way in which we do that. We do that through lots of other ways, obviously through pickup, Kroger pickup, Kroger delivery, just so many other options that are available. And I have to put in a special plug here, Scott. It is Friday morning. It is $6 Donut Friday. Every Friday, you can get a dozen donuts at Kroger for $6, and of course, those are meatless. So I think any day is a good day for a donut, but Fridays especially, $6 Donut Friday. And we are actually one of the best-selling portions of the Kroger company when it comes to donuts. And so I hope folks can help us keep that record going and show other Krogers, stores across the country that we like our donuts around.
Absolutely. $6 Donut Friday and donuts fresh at either Kroger location. You can't beat that. These are not donuts just in the box. Now, Mark, what are some of your favorite options for Meatless Fridays?
Meatless Fridays, obviously, everyone thinks of fish, right? You think of your tuna, your tilapia. I have some flounder in my freezer, and that's in the cold frozen section. So you got fresh and frozen, too, right, if you want to stock up. That's something that I always encourage folks to do, especially as we know how cost-conscious so many customers are nowadays. Take a look at that weekly ad. Take a look at those digital coupons that are available in the app. And if you see what you want, right, maybe you already have what you're choosing for this Friday, whether it's going to be, whether it's a fish meal for this Friday, or maybe you're going to totally meatless, just a pasta of some sort, check out those ads, you can find what you want for the next Friday, whether it might be a fresh fish that you can freeze or frozen fish that you already have. That's a great way to save, and that's a great way to help you plan as well. But going back to your question, big fan of our tilapia, fresh tilapia at the counter. Can't go wrong with salmon, obviously. But I'm really excited to try, as I said, I've got some fresh flounder in my freezer that I'm really excited to try. A little bit of garlic butter. Butter makes everything better, as we know. So throw some garlic and herb seasonings on there, and that's a pretty darn good meal.
Mm. Sounds delicious. Great option for a lot of the people who do not eat meat on Friday during Lent, yeah. But really a good option for a lot of people who just like seafood.
Absolutely, yeah. Lots of great options for anyone who likes seafood. And remember, our counters have mussel. Our counters have scallops and shrimp, fresh shrimp as well. So all of those options are available for you in any different form that you can want it, whether it's frozen or fresh. Some come pre-packaged, and those pre-packaged ones even can come with various recipes on the back. And some of the other great things that we do, we will pair items with you. So it might be the fish, and here's a side dish that you can grab with it, some potatoes that you can, bake in the oven in the foil right next to it. So just it's all about ease, right? We're all just trying. We know life is busy for so many families, whatever that reason might be. And so we just want to make it a little bit easier for you so you can still get that home-cooked meal that we know people are really striving for.
And, of course, there are some other great options, macaroni salad, potato salad, and great dessert options, pies, cakes, muffins, whatever, cookies, whatever you might want.
Absolutely, yeah. The underrated dessert that might be my favorite are our iced sugar cookies. We cook our sugar cookies in syrup. And here's the trick, everyone, not letting out the secrets here. Donut icing is used on those iced sugar cookies, and holy cow, they are a great, just easy dessert to have alongside your meal. And we have the pre-made meals, like you said, the potato salad, macaroni salad that's already made. But if you want to cook up some potatoes while you're there, you can grab some, right, of all different sizes in the produce section. So lots of options, lots of ways to prepare the meal that you and your family are looking for that just meets your needs and meets the needs of each individual customer. We serve 11 million Americans every single day in our stores, so we serve a lot of people with a lot of diverse tastes. And so that's just what we work to do, is provide the options for everyone so they can get what they want when they want it at an affordable price.
Absolutely. absolutely. And, of course, we want to remind people that there are two Kroger locations right here in Marion, Delaware Avenue and Marion Mount Gilead Road. So whichever side of town you live closest to or live nearest, there is a Kroger near you, not too far from where you live here in the Marion area. And Meatless Fridays for Lent, a staple right now at the Marion Kroger, and Kroger's all over Central Ohio. Now, Mark, next Friday, we are going to have a trivia contest here on this station, and Kroger has a little something that they're going to, I guess, give to us, let us use as a prize.
Absolutely. We want folks, want to make it a little bit easier for folks. We will be sending a $100 gift card that will be able to be given away. That's a nice trip to the grocery store. It can really help someone stock up for the weekend. So good luck with the trivia contest next week. That's a Kroger gift card, a $100 Kroger gift card that can be spent at any Kroger store. We'll be on the line. So good luck. I'm a big trivia buff. Looking forward to hearing what some of those questions might be.
Perfect. Mark Bruce, Head of Communications and Public Affairs at Kroger, the Columbus Division here in Central Ohio. Thank you, Mark, for the gift card, and thanks for calling in this morning.
Scott, it's a pleasure to be here. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Take care. Bye-bye. Well, how about that? Now, next week, we are going to have a trivia contest 1 week from today, and thanks to Kroger, we're going to have a $100 gift card to give away. Now, what would beat that? $100 gift card next Friday, thanks to Kroger, to give away in recognition of their Meatless Fridays for Lent. How about that? 53 million Catholic adults in the United States right now, a lot of people celebrating Lent. And we thank Mark Bruce, Head of Communications and Public Affairs for the Kroger Columbus Division. So we'll talk more about that as the morning goes along. But, well, the mayor, we talked yesterday a lot about these proposed changes that might be going on here in the Marion area. And yesterday the mayor sent out a two-page, it's called a message from Bill Collins to the citizens of Marion. Now, Adam read it on the news there, so I'm not going to go word for word here. But basically, it's talking about the city's $9 million debt. $8,877,996. Now, obviously, something they want to do is get rid of the out-of-city, if you work out-of-city, tax credit. It says that in this letter. Talks about raising the storm sewer rates. We talked about that from, what did they want to raise it? Let's see if we get our paper here. ERU, which is equivalent residential utility rate, from $7.20 to $13.20. They want to raise the sanitation rate, $3 flat rate increase. They do want to get rid of curbside recycling. It says that in this letter. So that was no rumor. They're proposing the elimination of curbside recycling, which would save approximately about $500,000 a year. So that is no longer speculation. That is what they're going to try to do. They are going to try to raise the rates at Marion Area Transit to $2 from where they are right now, which I believe is $1.25. So that is no longer a rumor. That is going to happen and are going to be proposed, I guess, by the mayor. And what's interesting to me is this final message to the community from Mayor Collins. It says, "As your mayor, my responsibility is not to make decisions based on what is politically convenient or beneficial for my reelection. My responsibility is to ensure that Marion becomes financially stable, resilient, and positioned for future growth. The steps we are taking now are necessary to build a stronger foundation for the years ahead. Thank you for the engagement, your questions, and your commitment to our community. Mayor Bill Collins." Now, apparently he's getting a lot of heat for this stuff because I can never remember a mayor in a letter saying that he's making decisions that are not beneficial for his reelection, which is essentially what he's saying here. So apparently he's got reelection on the brain, and apparently he realizes this is not going to be popular for him to get reelected. And on Monday, Sean Barr, one of the city council people, first ward city councilman, said that this is political suicide. That's the term he used. So apparently they are all very aware of where they are in regard to making these decisions and how bad it could hurt a re-election. I don't know the last time we had a one-term mayor. I mean, Schertzer was there 16 years. Kellogg was there 16 years. Doc Brown, I don't remember if he was one or two terms. It's been a while since we have had, well over 30 years, nearly 40 years since we've had a one-term mayor. I don't know. Will these changes make Bill Collins a one-term mayor? I don't know. But it's interesting, and it's interesting to know that the elimination of the recycling program and the raising of the transit fee certainly are no longer speculation. They're in the letter from the mayor. So there you go. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, one thing that was confusing here, though, I will say this. I sent an email out to the mayor yesterday as soon as I got this note. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I believe the Marion Star reached out to the mayor. And what we found out is that the mayor is not available for comment because he's out of the country. Now, that you know, I don't know. I think that's a little strange. I mean, maybe it was a planned trip. I'm not saying it wasn't. But why would you release a letter like this through the media and be out of the country when you do it? I don't know if that's the best look in the world, because now we can't really ask any questions in regard to this, and I just don't know if that was the best look in the world. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 35 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944, a Getaway Friday here, Friday, February the 27th, 2026, last Friday in the month of February. I just don't know. If there is this much trouble in the city of Marion that all this stuff has to be done for a nearly $9 million debt, is this the best time to be leaving the country? Now, again, maybe it was a pre-planned trip. I don't know. I can't say that it wasn't. But it's a little optically not good, I would say. Just the optics on it are not tremendous. But a lot of stuff's going to be changing if it's voted on. If it'll be voted on. I'm not even sure at this point what the mayor has to get votes for. You know, the storm sewer rate was changed unilaterally, but at least we have a good idea of how they're going to try to raise the funds. The elimination of the recycling program, raising costs on transit, raising the sewer bills, raising the sanitation rates, trying to get rid of the out-of-town work credit if you work out of town. I don't know. It's going to be a rough way to go in the city of Marion, and clearly the mayor knows that. And apparently he was hearing a lot of rumors, which is how this letter starts. That he was hearing a lot of rumors, so he had to set those straight. Well, here we are. And again, if anybody's got anything to say, feel free to give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I do think it's very interesting. Like I said, I think two of the most interesting points here are, number one, that he mentions this not being convenient or beneficial for his reelection. Well, it probably isn't. But, you know, I guess it's one of those things you just got to go through. And then again, trying to get comment from him and finding out that he's out of the country. So I don't know if he wrote this before he left the country or if they released it. I don't know. The whole thing is a little strange, but at least we've got some confirmation on what's going to be changed and what's not going to be changed here in Marion, and a lot of stuff's going to be changed. And it's a lot of heavy-duty stuff that I think makes a lot of people very unhappy. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, Matt Morgan drags in this morning. How you doing?
I'm sore.
Sore from what?
I was off yesterday, so I changed the oil on my car, changed my brakes, changed my rotors. I helped my grandparents get wood, you know, bring it inside. They burn wood. Just a lot of work.
Those brakes needed to be changed.
Yeah, yes, they did.
But you got that taken care of.
Yes.
Well, that's good. You know, they have places that do that if you don't want to lay on the ground and do that.
You see, but I can do it and save myself a couple hundred
dollars.
Right, but
now you're sore and
yeah, but you see, but it'll go away. You see, but I'd rather be sore and then have it go away tomorrow than be out a couple hundred dollars and then not get my couple hundred dollars back.
Well, at least you saved $100.
Yep.
Well, what do you make of all this news here in Marion? Bill Collins sends out a 2-page letter yesterday.
2 pages.
2 pages addressing the concerns of Marion. Not only do they want to get rid of the out-of-city tax credit, not only are they going to raise the storm sewer rates, but they're going to raise the sanitation rates. They're going to eliminate the curbside recycling in Marion. They're going to raise the bus fares. A lot of stuff there.
Well, I mean, I don't think people are going to be particularly happy about that.
I don't think people realize how big people are into curbside recycling. That it, I mean, yes, it has cost a lot of money, $500,000 a year, I think. But it's been there for over 40-something years at this point. And people, every time council has talked about trying to do away with it, they do not like it.
Well, I mean, I don't think doing away with it's a great decision. I mean, I'm sure you could do something. Have they been trying to get grants still? Is that still a thing that they've been doing? I know that they were going after grants prior. I think grants would probably be able to fund some of that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not. Oh, I guess it said he went out of the county, not the country.
Oh, you misread.
I did. I must have misread that. But if you leave the county, you're not available? Now, I guess I'm really even more confused.
I mean, even if you leave the country, I don't understand not being available. I'm like, if I emailed you, I mean, you're still going to get my email. It's going to come to
you. Is it a county or country? Like if you're in Wyandotte County, I probably should still be able to reach you.
Again, I mean, you could be in France and I should still be able to... I mean, you might be on a whole different, like, time zone and, you know, that whole kind of thing. But, like, I mean, I could still send you an email. The email is still going to show up in your inbox.
Well, now that's even more strange. I don't understand that I'm out of the county. Is there, like, a big dead spot somewhere that we're not aware of?
There might be. I mean, I know. Well, I mean, I don't know. Probably not. But, I mean, there could be, I guess. I mean, there are dead spots some places.
So, did they write this and then just leave the county?
Maybe he left the county and then wrote it.
You know what? Do you believe he wrote this?
I don't know. I didn't read it.
Well, it's on the news, and it's a whole thing here. I don't know. This does not sound like a city press release to me.
Well, if you don't...
That's all I'm saying. Maybe he did.
Well, who do you think wrote it, then?
It seems like an AI-generated thing. And I know they use AI in their meeting minutes up there, and that's why it seems to me to be a little AI.
Well, I don't think using AI is the good thing to do. That's not great.
Because it's a little too, you know, fiction, fact, I don't know. It just does not seem like your typical city press release, in my opinion. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, was all these decisions made by the council or made by the mayor?
Well, everyone on here, I don't know. See, this is why I think this was not written by any person, because the only two things we knew for sure going into this morning was that the council has the out-of-city tax credits in front of them, but it's only had one reading, and they have not voted on it. And we know that the mayor did unilaterally raise storm sewer rates on Tuesday. So we know that for sure. But in here, he talks about sanitation rates increasing. He talks about the elimination of curbside recycling. And he talks about raising the bus fares. But he doesn't say that it's been done. And he doesn't say if he's putting it in front of council for legislation. I don't know. It's what I say. It's a very strange letter. And it's also very strange that it came out the same day after the morning that we were talking about all these changes yesterday.
But even at that, until it had been approved by the council, why would it come out to public knowledge?
Well, I don't know if somebody leaked. They have a problem with leaks up there, I will say that. I don't know if that leaked out. See, I don't know why it was put on it's strange.
Like I say, you know, if everybody would just tell the truth, they wouldn't have to have such a good memory. And they have to be, council and the administration have to be more careful now, because they have let so many things slide by. So now we don't believe anything they say.
Well, here's what I'm confused about. Monday night, Bill Collins said, along with other council people, because many people were saying, what are the other things that are going to happen to raise money? And none of them would say anything. They kept saying, well, a lot of things are on the table, a lot of things are up in the air, but nothing's set in stone yet, blah, 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 blah. 12 hours later, Bill Collins raised the storm sewer rate. Now, let's say he didn't know about that 12 hours earlier.
Oh, beans, come on, Scott.
Well,
excuses for him.
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, that's what the problem is all along. Everybody tries to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, why would he not mention that Monday night? And here, 4 days later, 3 days later, really, from Monday to Thursday, he's got everything laid out. He's got the elimination of recycling. He's got the raising of the sanitation rates. He's got transit fare increases. I mean, he's got all these things. And that letter, which I read yesterday, clearly was leaked, I'm going to say, at least Wednesday. So apparently they've known this at least since Monday. Now, why they didn't say it Monday, I don't know. And why he would send this out, if he is only out of the county and not the country, why would he not answer if people are saying, hey, why would you release a two-page letter like this from the mayor and then not answer people? I mean, when you're out of the county, can't you answer a phone?
Well, but what I'm saying is, Scott, why do they release that to get everybody upset if it hasn't been approved by the council?
Well, I think that you've got the right question. Does it need to be? Because they raised the storm sewer rates, and that didn't go before council at all.
Okay, then it is breaking the law.
Well, You know what? Clearly he's feeling the heat. Because, like I said, I've never seen a politician, and Bill Collins is not up for re-election until, is it next year? I think next year would be the election. He says in this letter, quote, he says, as your mayor, my responsibility is not to make decisions based on what is politically convenient or beneficial for re-election.
Well, he does have that in the back of his mind, what's going to happen. But I still say he is breaking, like all the money he spent, that he was breaking the law because he didn't have it all approved by the council. Most places, if you're on council, you can't buy a set of shoestrings unless it's approved by the council. Now, why is that not the same here?
Well, council is supposed to be the purse strings. They're supposed to be like the Congress. And I don't know why the storm sewer rate did not go in front of them. I don't know why the sanitation rate may or may not go in front of them. The elimination of recycling. I think council had to approve recycling, so I don't know how the mayor could just get rid of it. And the raising of rates on transit, he probably could do that, but I thought council voted to take that out of the mayor's hands last year.
They did. But like I say, Scott, he's breaking the law. And if he knows that he can't just, and look how many times he's just gone ahead and done whatever he wanted. From the bus to the remodeling to the picnic to whatever. Ever since he's been in office. I mean, I feel sorry for him because I think he's got himself, got his tights in a tangle there.
Well, you know what's interesting? Before he was elected, if you go back and listen to programs, when he and Glenn Coble were running, I said many times, I said, this is the first time in at least 75 years in Marion where you have got two people running who have never been on city council. They don't have any legislative experience in city government.
Right.
And they're not, how in the world are you going to know how to run it if you've never sat on council, you've never made a vote, you don't know that stuff. You can't learn that on the job if you're the chief executive of the city.
Well, no, but whose fault is that? Because the Republican committee had a lot of money, so Bill Collins's name was all over town. Most people that go vote by a name they've seen stacked on the fence post. And he had his name on a lot of fence posts, which means he had a lot of money behind him, because you don't do that for free. But all I'm saying, I don't even know anybody around that any town that has had the mess we've had ever since, and he's never had to answer for anything. I mean, he just sits up there. You know, I know he was a cop and all that, but he is actually breaking the law, and the people that we voted for to set up their own council apparently don't know how to squirm in and get it straightened out.
You know, here's one of the problems, and it is a media problem. You know, Bill Collins refuses to do most media. Now, he will send a quote into the Marion Star every so often, but he just doesn't do it. And I don't understand, when you are in this type of dire strait, why in the world would you not want to be talking about it? Why in the world would you not want to be saying, see, this whole letter is to say, this is what's fact and this is what's fiction. Why wouldn't he stand up and just say that?
Apparently he's not a public speaker.
I don't know. It's unbelievable that this has happened this way. And I guess the blame is what? It's nobody's raised the rates in a long time. I guess that's the blame.
Well, and I understand that because they do have to raise them. But when we think of what, and Huska, we have a counsel sitting, or a lawyer sitting on up there in the peanut gallery. Why doesn't he step up and say, hey, we're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to do that. That all has to be approved by the council.
Well, I don't know what the rules are on a lot of this, but I would think just for transparency's purposes, even if you could do it on your own, wouldn't you want to send it through council just to give?
Wouldn't you want that monkey off of your back and say, hey, they approved it?
I don't know. I just...
It's scary. It's scary. And I tell you, everything that comes, it makes Marion feel like I'm not moving.
Well, I guess...
if it's any better.
Well, let me ask you this, because I assume you've been here under Mayor Schertzer and Mayor Kellogg. Now, do you believe that even if they got into a financial mess like this, that they would be handling it this way?
No, but Scott, I didn't think the President of the United States would do what he does either, so...
Maybe it's the new... Well, there's a guy who came from no experience. You know,
yeah, buddy, he did. Maybe not best experience, but he come up with experience.
Hey, and guess what? Lucky for us, the two people running for governor have no experience.
Well, sometimes you think, well, they don't have any preconceived ideas. But why do we? I don't know. But all I can say is I think that the mayor is breaking the law when he makes all these decisions. I don't know him and four others, I don't know, but why does the council, why doesn't the guy that is the lawyer to try to keep things straight, why is he just sitting there not saying anything?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot in this letter from the mayor, and I would have to guess that on Monday, that Aaron Rollins, who was against the out-of-city tax credit going away, and Scott Kreider, who went on the record with an interview with me on Wednesday, who said he was against it, they've got to be pretty upset because there's a whole lot more involved here. And I don't know. You would think there would have to be questions Monday, unless they were all in on it, which I don't know that they were. So
I don't think they are ever all in. I think it's a selected group, and I'm just an old lady sitting over here speculating. But all I can say is when they make decisions like that, when you're on the council, aren't you responsible as a council person about that damn money? And if you don't have a say, or they didn't give you the opportunity to have a say, then you are got your tail in a tangle.
Well,
I still say they're breaking the law when two or three of them make the law, put it out as public notice without the approval of the council.
Well, you know, I
so
think
much for that.
We'll have to see how it plays out. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you think this is the best way for the mayor to handle this?
Well, no. I mean, I think that doing it in public is always best. That way, when people inevitably have questions, they can just ask them and get them out of the way, and then they're known publicly. I think it just makes more sense to do it that way.
And by the way, just to be clear, when he was reached for comment, he's not out of the country, he's out of the county. I guess a place where phones don't work. I don't know.
I don't see why going out of the county has anything to do with anything. I mean, I said earlier...
Maybe that's just what was said by his office.
I mean,
he's not here to answer the phone.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess if you called the office and he wasn't in office, I mean, there's that. But doesn't he have, like, an email or something you can contact?
Well, here's the thing. I would have to believe, I mean, I know what his cell phone number is. So, I mean, he's given it in meetings and said, call me anytime to everybody. So, I don't quite understand that comment that he's out of the county. And he wrote this letter, right? So why couldn't he respond to it because he's out of the county?
Maybe he already had the letter written, sent it out, and he was like, all right, time to leave.
No, but I'm saying if somebody wanted a response to your letter, even if you wrote it 2 days earlier, you wrote it, right? You shouldn't have to go look at it again before you make a comment. You wrote it.
I don't know. I guess I'd like to reference. I'd like to reference which specific part you're referring to. So that's.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, you know, if you were to bring up, like, I don't know, something or another, like,
if I said mayor, are you raising sanitation rates? Well, I yes. think that's okay. There you go. There's a comment. You know, why are you doing this?
Probably because the city's broke.
Why are you saying this is not beneficial for your reelection if it's the right thing to do?
I think that's common sense.
Okay. So you commented, but you're also in the county, you see. When you're out of the county, there might be some county rules when you cross over county lines that you may not be able to comment on things going on. I don't understand. I thought it said country. Now, that I would have understood. You know, there are probably some international exchanges that would be hard if you were on a plane or something, but I don't understand out of the county. I'm out of the county.
I guess, I don't know, maybe...
We had Mark Bruce from Kroger on this morning. I think he was out of the county.
That's nice.
He handled himself.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I mean, I don't think that, I don't think that the fact that he's out of the county is all that great an excuse to not answer questions.
Well, you know, maybe we'll hear from the mayor. I would like to hear from the mayor. You know, I don't want to be facetious in these questions. People are worried in the city, and maybe they should be. There's a lot of stuff headed their way in the next few months, and it's just going to be more expensive, plain and simple.
Well, people don't like expensive. People don't like price. Well, specifically taxes. People despise taxes. Taxes are going up.
Well, they're going to see what's... I don't know what you have to put in front of council and what you don't have to put in front of council, but I would think you'd want to put this in front of council to get their thought. And I thought there was a whole thing last year about putting things in front of council. But you know what? If you didn't hear the whole letter, Adam's going to read it on the news report. So we'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents